Welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich, playing Theo.
Howard, playing Tuluga.
I'm Ryan. I play everyone else. I'm deaf now, you maniac.
Psycho.
Came in so hot. The energy today for recording has been crazy.
Yeah.
It's just been...
We took a long break, and we're itching.
Yeah, we came back real hot. Pure goofage right off the rip.
Straight goofing.
Last episode, goofy nonsense for like an hour and a half of roleplay. This episode, goofy nonsense for an hour and a half of combat.
I fucking hate the Ratatos.
They're so annoying.
I can't stand them.
But now they're on our side.
Yeah. They're part of our cause.
Yeah.
My dumb bushes.
The bushes. Summon more bushes.
You really wanted those bushes to do something.
They were so stupid.
Literally a bush.
I couldn't get over it because I looked up the stump thing and one of its features was summon bushes. I was like, okay, I'm going to start off with bushes. So I'll just already have some bushes. And then I'll summon more bushes. I was putting the combat together and I was looking and I was like, literally everything on this map has a horrible stats. I'm like, they're going to crush this fight no matter how they approach it. So I was like, how do I want this fight to feel, I want the woods to feel like a slog of inconvenience, which is really what it turned into. I like that the second, because I had a feeling you guys were going to be like, I'm going to sprint full speed through this like we did before. And I'm like, what if everything you encountered was irritating?
Well, we could have just let the bushes go had we known they were so ineffective.
Yeah, they could have handled it apparently.
I described it so scary sounding, and then it was just a shitty stump.
Yeah.
Which was perfect.
I was like, oh, we can't let these things get to the wall. They'll fuck them up.
Yeah, how could the dwarves handle a bush? So dumb. And then what would have happened is if you would also...
Which there actually worked out.
There was a fun consequence to it as well. So one of the features of the shrubs that were summoned by that thing... Hold on, let me get the name of the ability. This was how I was going to punish you guys if you guys just snuck by them immediately. Any shrub that this thing had created after, hold on, let me see the time frame. It's like an hour. They would have also turned into a shadow blight.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, if the shrubs are not destroyed before an hour passes, they become new shadow blights. So
it would have been fucking eight shadow blights descending on the town.
Just like a wall of stumps. Just approaching the thing. So it was really good that you did kill them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel as bad.
Yeah. You did a great job.
Plus, Tuluga got to use locate object.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, I love when players use randomly used spells you never see people use in play and they fuck you. It's so nice. I hate that I'm the DM in this situation because as a player, ooh, that's my shit.
Ivy's the only living person with a paper pamphlet.
Yep.
Everyone else is either dead or has a metal one.
Yeah, she got the first one pretty much. So
yeah.
And you guys were, from all the hiking, were close enough where it would have just pinged. So it wasn't too far for you guys to get up to the post, the little town that has been just rocked by vines. Well,
now I can locate plants and animals, and that has a 5-mile radius. <I know.
laughs> Which would have been way more effective, but still, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
I guess if you guys had known Poppy was up here, you could have also used it to find her, but...
I thought Poppy was gone.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with Poppy?
Bring her with.
Yeah. Obviously, but I mean, like, who's riding her?
She can be your mount.
I don't need a mount.
I know you don't.
But she is not.
Well, I weigh 400 pounds.
That's true.
No Fenric mount. Was riding her.
Yeah. Well, she's a pack animal, so
what
she's
was
really...
Fenric?
He's a furbolg.
He's a tall man.
Yeah, he's about 400 pounds.
Yeah. So you guys can use Poppy to just like bring stuff along, you know?
We need a wagon.
Still haven't awakened Luga yet.
I know.
We can awaken Poppy.
I'm not sure we want to give someone who lost their owner sentience right now.
We awaken Poppy first thing out of her mouth. Where's Fenric? Ooh.
If you join our cause, you'll find out and you'll get revenge.
So yeah, that staff does have awaken on it. So we may soon be seeing a fully talking Luga with higher intelligence than Tuluga and Glebnor.
Yep.
Yeah, but he's my son.
It's the best game in the world.
Or daughter. We don't know if it's a male.
Why are people playing anything else? I don't get it.
Doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense. Once I did this, I was like, everything else sucks.
Yeah.
I can't do any of the things I want to do.
Put in a box?
Yeah. I mean, coloring outside the lines is what these last two episodes look like, which was complete nonsense, but it was pretty fun. I've been wanting to do that rad toss fight for so long. It was sitting on the cutting room floor.
I hate it.
It was going to be before episode 10, but I was like, because imagine that fight as you guys were frantically running to save Tidacool from what you thought was like a robot invasion. I feel like you guys would have hated me. Like, it would have been such a horrible vibe shift right before this big thing that had all this tension behind it.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, it sat on that cutting room floor and I was like, if they get even close to getting back around, I'm popping those dudes in.
The little greaser one can block himself. Well,
you know, it's so funny. So the reason he was a little greaser was for like a couple months at this point ago, I was like, oh, well, if they don't go back to Tidacool, because I was still doing the Underdark stuff, I was like, I'll put them in the Great Valley, like as like on like a giant like motorcycle or something stupid. I'd make them the like part of a Mad Max villain you would have had to fight. So I could cut the idea of a, like a rat greaser was kind of in my head. And I was like, I'll just put him up here. It's funny.
All right, you're the boss. Fuck you guys. Wow.
That voice is so fun to do.
His little fucking denim jacket.
God.
Why is it denim? No one else is wearing denim in this world so far. Actually, that's not true. Cosmo was
jeans.
Yeah.
I'm wearing denim pants.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. He got black denim.
I got the idea from Cosmo.
Yeah. A couple of Levi, what is it, 550s or something like that? What is that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Comfortable for a cowboy.
Sounds thick and heavy.
Every Ratatosk ability was so annoying and stupid.
They're all fucking... Yeah, that's the one thing you can do to us is attack our intelligence.
Yeah.
Attack our charisma. And
I got a +3. I don't know.
To what?
Charisma.
You have a +3 to charisma?
Do you really? Charisma saves or +3?
Yeah, he's typically the face in most social things.
Why do you think I take the chart?
Just because that's who you are.
No, because I know I have the charisma.
Shit, I'm a -1.
I'm a 0.
Yeah, let me see what I have. But my save is a +3.
Yeah, chatter of war. So stupid.
Yeah, I have a flat 10 on charisma.
Yeah, that's what I have, but you have a better save than I do.
Yeah.
I have a flat 0.
Yeah, clerics start with charisma saving throw proficiency.
That's weird.
I know. It's a charisma and wisdom, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because I have a +7 wisdom saving throw, and I fail those all the time.
Oh, yeah, the one thing I didn't do. See, like, even looking at the spell list, there is even more irritating shit I could have been doing. Like, these things can also cast mirror image.
Oh, God.
Imagine how annoying it'd be with those with, like, mirror images up. Like, yeah, I hate that.
This attacking nothing.
Yeah, it had that disparate lie thing, which is just another way to make you guys hate each other. So stupid. I'm going to have some real hard fights coming to you, folks. I know maybe people at home are like, you really just let them wail on like grunts for like an hour? And I'm like, yeah, because the next ones will be hard. So we can savor these silly good times.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I still haven't activated my tattoo or my claws yet.
So. I know. It's true. We haven't seen the claws. I haven't seen the double fun claws. Stuff. Yeah. I mean, I feel like this game, especially around this level, it's just like resource draining. That's kind of what you're kind of trying to do. And not every fight has to be this like a huge epic thing. I think sometimes my favorite D&D fights are the little stupid ones that I easily win. It's like nice to, like feel good. Like
wail on something.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. When I pulled out the hand mortar and just started melting everything, yeah, I was like, oh, I feel amazing as a gunslinger right now.
Those fucking things didn't even get to us.
Yeah.
They just died in the distance.
Yeah.
Well, they were like, what's going on? It blew up. That was the Astral Blight stat block. I actually think that's from Spelljammer. I think in Spelljammer, they like latch onto ships and like suck the heat out of them or something.
Oh.
Something like that.
Weird.
I could be wrong.
That makes sense. But,
yeah, that was a fun one. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you guys leveled up also. That happened last episode. So you guys got to see them at level 6.
Yeah.
Which also probably is why they kicked a little harder ass than I was expecting, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah, +10 to hit now.
Would you do?
Yeah, what everybody do?
Another level of fighter?
I went another level of fighter, you know, believe it or not, guys. And I did the ability score increase to get my dex to 20.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm now a even split, 3 in barbarian, 3 rogue, so I became an arcane tricky boy.
Nice.
I'm 3 cleric, 3 monk now.
Okay.
Got those locate spells unlocked.
Yep.
Which light domain cleric I get Scorching Ray and Flame Sphere prepped.
Oh.
So I'm looking, I don't have any attack spells I got to prep. I'll pick the utility.
Oh, that is weird.
Does your channel divinity go up now, damage wise?
Yeah, so I looked at the wrong thing. What goes up is the plus.
Ah.
Not the dice. Mm. I wish it was the dice.
It'd be nice if it was the dice.
What? All the more reason to ditch cleric and go monk now.
True.
That's true. You're going to fully pump monk now, right?
Yeah, I have to. For the 17.
Kaiju.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
Spoilers.
I know.
Oh, bleep that out, Chris. That, that one word.
I immediately Glebnor's build became online and I got freaked out. Yeah. I was like, that's 4 things at stack happening all at once.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
hated that.
Yeah.
It's like, because, and not to mention, like,
it's been taking me a while, but I got that.
Yeah. Because, like, you only have 1 attack. So yeah. It's like,
it's going to be a while before I get another one.
When you get 2, though, that'll also obviously still be crazy. But it's, if you're going to have 1 attack per round, you might as well have a billion things that happen when you hit me. Your Zom is powered.
Your Zom.
Your Zom.
Welcome back to Zom Talk.
Kakarot, your Zom has given you new power from the stars. Now you get your green flame.
You humble stool.
It also is funny that you like get your like little star like reveal thing, and then the next episode you're like green flame blade, like wicked anime. Like, just immediately you have a magic hammer glowing green. Like it's it is so funny. You're such like a sci-fi anime character. It's so funny. loved it. That staff is gonna fuck me, man.
Yeah.
Feluga was bonking me extra hard. I was like, I don't like that. And then all the spells.
Well, my punches are 1d4 plus 4. Yeah. So the stick is 1d8 plus 5.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank God. Something that hurts.
Yeah, that punch damage is going to keep going up, too. So
not fast enough.
Well, yours is crazy. Once you get like the tattoo activated and the claws activated, it's just like, it's a lot.
I guess we talked about it. I have to spend like a whole turn to activate everything.
It is tough because like I like to do fast combats where everything hits really hard typically. But there are some builds that like you got to activate 3 things in a row kind of each turn. So
yeah.
But you know.
That's why you guys got me. I'll handle things until you get there and then you guys handle the rest.
Yeah. That's the problem. Everything gets activated. You look around and the whole battlefield's dead.
Yeah.
Just
all right. I know. Man, those guns. So scary. It is. I do really actually, now that we're playing like further, obviously it sounds like I'm biased as the DM, but I do like the jam mechanic just because it like, it does, it like slows down the onslaught a little bit and it adds like cool character stuff of like, fuck this fucking gun. Like,
piece of shit. God damn.
Yeah, but whatever, those things are so scary.
Yeah, once I got the nat 1, I was like, I'm putting it away, hand mortars coming out, and I'm just warning them that I'm bringing the loud.
Never jammed before I was a god.
I thought it was cool that you switched out and were like, I'm just going to blow this woods up.
Yep, no.
It's just, I was picturing just like Rogue One, just explosions in the woods and shit, like all around them. So nuts. Yeah, you guys were on fire tonight. This was fun.
Yeah. I figure as Theo, that's what I'll probably end up doing in most situations, as long as I have mending on the tattoo.
It makes so much sense.
Is just wait till after, unless like I need that gun for something, then I'll figure it out. But until then, it's just put that away and then mending it after the thing. And
I had never even thought to do that, but it made so much sense the second you said it. I was like, oh, fix that's it. Exactly what I would do.
With magic.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Because that's what I have to do if I can't. I was looking at like the rules for tinkering with it.
Yep.
If I fail the check, then I have to do mending, either mending or spend like half the amount of gold to fix it.
Yeah.
So
mending is just thematically much cooler.
Yes.
What episode is this at this point? We're going on now.
32.
No.
No, it's further than that.
34?
Is it 34? Yeah. Okay.
I think we're going to have to go above 100 at this rate.
I mean, if you know, I'll give the people what they want. But
what I want.
Yeah. Arc
I
3.
Want more.
I'm kind of taking my time a little bit in this one. Mostly because the roleplay has been really great. I've been having fun doing it. But Arc 3, I feel like we're setting a lot up for like going forward. And I didn't want to throw you guys into a valley full of like demons on motorcycles before you guys were a little bit higher level. So
yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, it's be great. Yeah. I don't know how things are going to go with this particular demon in these woods.
We'll find out. I don't know. I currently don't like it.
Yeah, I don't. It might be tough to negotiate with like a blood
plant negotiating
sucking, plant monster.
Slowly looking worse and worse.
Yeah, I mean, he killed like dozens of people in this town. They're just complete civilians, just butchered by these vines. So
doesn't seem pretty like bad. Be reasoned with.
No, I think you guys also find out pretty quickly in Aeona. Demons are just a real problem. They're going to be a lot harder to reason with than, like, fun dwarves, I think.
What are you talking about? We're squashing a centuries-old beef between two different warring factions.
It's very true. And in, like, a couple of weeks. So
we did pretty good so far.
We were just like, come on!
D&D time is really funny. Like, how it feels like so much is happening. But if you, like, count the long rests up, it's like, okay, yeah. Like a month, maybe?
Yeah.
It's been pretty wild. All right, well, we will get into the mysteries of Brackenridge Peak on the next time we play this, our fun little game. Mark, would you like to take us out?
As always, please. I'd like to thank our listening audience from across the globe. And I want to say thank you to everybody in every continent except Antarctica.
Get on it, Antarctica.
Come on, research station number 12.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Sorry.
Anywho, make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Check out our new and improved social medias. Big shout out to Sam. And as always, keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.